The French Admiral by Dewey Lambden. Read by John Lee. Celum non animum qui trans mare currunt. Those who cross the seas change climate, but not their character. Horace, Epistle 1, 1127. The French were out. Somewhere on the high seas, on their way to some deviltry in the colonies, Admiral Comte de Grasse and as many as 14 sail of the line were assembled. For the British, the Leeward Islands Squadron, under Admiral Samuel Hood, and the St. Lucia Group, under Rear Admiral Francis Drake, were already at sea in pursuit. Perhaps just over the horizon the enemy could be found, and perhaps the British fleet was just hours away from one of those epic sea battles that would decide the fate of the crown. Or, Midshipman Alan Lurie thought sourly, we could fuck around out here till doomsday. There had been a concerted rush to get underway from Antigua, and for a while it had been exciting to see so many ships gathered together with one fell purpose. But after a few days, the iron grip of naval routine had cancelled out the thrill. Scouting frigates could find nothing of the enemy, and there were damned few frigates to go around to begin with. Alan began to get the sneaking suspicion that their own fleet was ahead of the French. De Grasse had started from Martinique, south of their own bases in the Caribbean, which might have taken him longer, which was all to the good, if they were to counter any action with the French and the rebels in combination, allowing them to get to the hinted scene of battle in the Chesapeake or Delaware Bays first. At noon sights, after almost but not quite finding a reasonable guess as to their position, and hurriedly